Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. So if you're new to these podcasts, they're part of Sugar Hill Church on the northeast side of Atlanta. To learn more about the church, just swing by our website, www.sugarhill.church. Well, not long ago on a Sunday, we talked about the idea that there are going to be critics in our life. We talked about how the faithful fight back. Another way to say it is how to handle your haters in a holy way. And honestly, that was one of the messages that I've gotten the most feedback from. Lots of people resonated with that idea that there are critics in our life. And so today I want to talk a little bit more about that. See, if you think about it, God wants to build our faith. And so to do that, God gives us a dream. And then as he gives us that dream, he urges us to make a decision about that dream. But oftentimes, after we make a decision, after we say, I'm all in, sometimes he allows a delay. And because he does that, there's a purpose for that delay. That delay is the process God uses to mature us and to prepare us for what is to come. See, the truth is, we're going to have difficulties during those delays. There's going to be critics. There are going to be moments that we wish didn't happen, but that's part of it. This isn't because God doesn't care about us. It's not that he's forgotten us in the middle of our circumstances, but instead, it's one of the ways that he pushes us toward the deep end of faith. And so as we think about delays, there's basically two types of difficulties. One is circumstances, and the other is critics. They're just a natural part of life. God designed it this way because he knows we grow stronger when we face adversity and when we face opposition. Think about it throughout Scripture. When Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert toward the promised land, he literally had one problem after another. First, there was no water. Then there was no food. Then there were a bunch of complainers in the crowd. Then there were poisonous snakes. Moses was doing exactly what God wanted him to do, but he still had problems. David was the same way. David was anointed to be king, and then for the next several years, he was hunted down by Saul himself. What about Joseph in Genesis? Joseph had a dream of becoming a ruler, yet he was sold into slavery. He was thrown into prison because of false charges. Just go on and on. Imagine Noah. Imagine him building a floating zoo. The Bible even says that when Moses died, Joshua was appointed to be the new leader. Moses led the people across the desert, and then it was Joshua that led them into the promised land. Which one had the easy part? The Bible says that when the Israelites entered into the promised land, there were giants in the land. Think about that. Even in the promised land, there were problems. God does this because he's building our faith and he's building our character. When we finally come to a place where the difficulties become so bad, when we've finally reached our limit, where we've tried everything and we've exhausted all of our options, it is then that God begins a mighty work in and through us. Think about this paraphrase. This comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Here's what it says. This means tremendous joy to you, I know. Even though you are temporarily harassed by all kinds of trials and all kinds of temptations, this is no accident. It happens to prove your faith, which is infinitely more valuable than gold. And so today, my friend, I don't know what kind of opposition you're going to have, but don't get so frustrated that you allow it to miss the opportunity to grow your faith. The faith that you have, your relationship with God, is the most important thing ever. Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. We look forward to seeing you right back here on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. If these are encouraging, feel free to share them with your friends on social media, email, Twitter, however you want to do that. Just send them to the website, weekdaypodcast.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.